I called out to Waukegan, Illinois, and I got a good first cousin, and he's a little older than me, and every time I call, somebody say, well, you know, he's still at it. I said, what you mean still out? He's still in the club. I said to myself, I said, nah, that nigga ought to be tired of that foolishness.
That's right, Pastor. Oh,
Pastor. Man, if you're not just tired of going in and all and got Christian folk all around him, you ought to be tired of going to the club now with your grandchildren.
Oh, Jesus. Have mercy. Have
mercy. Then we wonder why these kids don't want to come to church. How can you expect your grandkid, and in some cases your great-grandkid, how you expect them to come to church when they see you out on the dance floor talking about back that thing up? Our bodies ought to be used as instruments for righteousness, not unrighteousness. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, I don't know how I'm going, where I'm going with this, but our bodies, something that we ought to dedicate to him.
Yeah, Lord.
That was a time when I was out there in that world, I used to act a fool. You didn't see me up here behind. When I was out there, I wasn't running up in nobody's church, singing in nobody's choir, deacon on nobody's deacon board, standing in nobody's pulpit, preaching when I was out there in that world. I got to tell y'all, I had a good time. But one day, 27th February 1979, I asked the Lord to come into my life. I meant business with him. Have any one of y'all listened at Deion Sanders' testimony? How many of y'all have listened to that testimony? If you get the opportunity, you need to listen, especially all these young folk. Praise God. You need to listen at Deion Sanders' testimony. That's a must.
Yes, sir.
That's a must. He talks about how the fact that he was called Prime and how he would do all that stuff when he made a touchdown.
Yeah.
But how he felt so empty.
Yeah. My God.
How he had things continuing to nag at him.
Yeah.
A lot of folks didn't realize it. Yeah, you prime time. What do you mean the fact that you're going through? He said, man, they just don't know when they took the spotlights off of me.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
They didn't realize the hell that I was going through.
Yeah.
But one day, I believe he sort of described it as though he was in like a little, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, I would say it was sort of like a trailer. And he said when he got into that trailer, he asked Jesus Christ to come into his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said that the lightning started flashing.
My God.
Thunder began to roll.
My God.
And the guy that was talking, he said, "You mean to tell me?" He said, "I saw that."
Yeah.
He said, "Because you got to realize, when I made a touchdown,
yeah.
when I hit a home run,
yeah.
when I made an interception,
yeah.
praise God, I thought it was all about me and my stuff.
Yeah.
But praise God, God let me know." That what I was hungering for was in fact him. And he ended that conversation by saying something that I'll never forget. He said, "Nobody can tell me anything now about Jesus Christ."
My God. Yeah. Yeah.
He said, "Because I have experienced him for myself." And he said, "And right now, I give him everything that I got."
Yeah.
He said, "No, I don't stand in the pulpit and preach, but I'm out on this field and I'm preaching
yeah.
to these young folk."
Yeah.
"No, I don't do a lot of the highlights reels anymore," he said, "but I'm telling everybody that I can tell about this man that's called Jesus Christ." So,
yeah.
so we have to give him, praise God, our bodies.
Yeah.
But the second thing that we give to him is that we give him our mind. Give him our mind. He said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a holy sacrifice, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Praise God. And then he goes on to say, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." See, we have given him our body. Now we have to give him our mind. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, I know you thought that was your mind, but you got to give it back to him." I'm going to try to explain to go through here as to why you need to give him your mind. Praise God. You see, the world, and where are my young people now? I got to look at my young kid. I got to look at y'all. Zoe, I know y'all was saying all on the turn around. I got to look at all of these young people. Don't cover your face, Shane. Don't y'all cover this. I got to look at you.
Yeah.
Because I got something to say to you. Praise God, about your mind. The world wants to control our minds. But God wants to transform, praise God, our mind. Amen. Some time ago, it's been a while, been a long time ago, when we did our first Bible studies, we talked about two verses of scripture. We're not going to go through them because if I do this, I'll be here all day. One is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. The other one is found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. I just mentioned those. If you wrote them down, you want to go back and read them. Go back and read them because you're going to see Paul. I tell you, Paul will not say something to one church and say something different to the other church. And what Paul was just trying, I'll give you those scriptures again. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, and Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And all Paul is trying to tell both of those churches in there, praise God, is that don't give yourself back over to that old flesh stuff that you used to do. See, God wants to transform our minds. And this word transform in the text is the same word that Jesus used for transfigured, that was used in Matthew 17, chapter 17, verse 2. And it comes into our English language as the word metamorphosis. You see, which describes a change from within. What am I trying to say? You see, this world wants to change our minds. So it exerts pressure from the outside. Oh boy, let me hit it. I'm gonna take it home. Y'all said, now I'm gonna take it home to you. How many of y'all got Facebook? How many of y'all on social media? How many of y'all on the internet? All of that stuff. And it's good if you use it for what it's supposed to. But let me tell you something. The world is trying to change your mind through the stuff that you see, social media, the stuff that you hear, through the music that you hear. Praise God, they're trying to change it. And let me tell you something. I was just looking at something the other day. Everybody ever heard this new thing that they have called AI, artificial intelligence? Is anybody in here has an idea of how artificial intelligence is now sweeping, praise God, through our young folk?
Yes, sir.
I looked at a thing just the other day, and they were saying that a lot of our young men, let me look at all these young men. A lot of our young men, because through social media, they are using artificial intelligence. They got gals on there that look so good, that talk so good. And now you have young men who are not getting in a relationship with a normal human being. And y'all got to realize that artificial intelligence has not been out there that long. What you think is going to happen, praise God, as it continues to evolve. That's why it's so important, praise God, that preachers and pastors will stand in their pulpits, talk to these young people, to let them know the dangers that are out there. You out there talking to somebody that looked like, they lure you off to meet them somewhere. Next thing you know, somebody's missing.
Missing, that's right. That's right.
That's all a part of this world trying to change your mind. But the Bible says that.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Until redeeming, God with us,
yeah. You are tuned into the spiritual
part
in an in-depth.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in. That's what as evangelist Ronald Bell takes you further.
See, that's the whole purpose of the word. If we do the diligence of the scriptures and studying of the word, we can grow from babies that can only drink milk